Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joins us on this Monday. Alan, good morning.
Good morning, James. I got to tell you, there are so many things happening that we'll have to just sort of cover the waterfront. First of all, you got that ship, the guided missile frigate, John McCain, which has collided with a tanker, shows a big hole in the side. It's the second time this has happened in recent months. And as a result, there's pressure put onto the military because we spend millions, if not billions, of dollars on all of this equipment. And you would think that with radar and everything else that these folks could get out of the way. However, there are so many ships in this area. I think it's something I heard, 80,000 a year. You've really got to be very, very careful, and somebody's got to know what they're doing. Otherwise, this is a terrific loss of life, terrible loss of life. When the president was asked about it when he got off his helicopter, he said, "That's too bad." Well, that didn't go over well. And as a result, there is now a tremendous amount of make-good by the White House talking about the great tragedy. Then you come to the rallies that we had, in Boston and other places, the so-called free speech group, and I mean so-called, come out and say that, they should be allowed to do whatever they want in terms of fascist propaganda, Nazi propaganda. And as a result, 40,000 people, from many of which were from the surrounding colleges in Boston, it's a college town, show up, and the so-called free speech people go home. It was a remarkable thing, and it came off without a big issue. Then, of course, there's the Afghanistan thing. President Trump meets with his people. This really sounds like General Kelly, to come up with a Southeast Asia approach, comprehensive approach, and it looks like more troops in the nation's oldest war, and he's going to talk to the nation at 9 o'clock tonight about that. And, of course, lurking in the background here is Mr. Mueller, the special counsel, and he's going to have a lot of work to do that he's still working on. And every time there's a distraction, which looks like it might help Trump, something comes up about the Russians. Now there's a story about a friend of Putin who has been influential in the White House that's circulating around, and we'll see where that goes.
And finally, Alan, a solar eclipse will make its way across the U.S. today. Our region will see about a 65% eclipse. The best viewing times will be from 1 to 4 this afternoon. Alan, for some, this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Yes, it is, and it could also be a disaster, because if people look at the sun during that time, we do know that they could hurt their eyes, and there will be people who do it. There are all kinds of designs in the papers about using a cereal box in a pinhole and doing all of that. But a lot of people won't. As for me, it may be once in a lifetime, but too dangerous. I'm watching it on television.